أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نواية الأربعين: نواية الاعتكاف، نواية الخلوة، نواية العزة، نواية الرياضة، نواية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said: أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah, obey His Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. And obedience is necessary for us to know our limits. من عرف حده وقف عنده. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who knows his limit, stand by his limit. Everything has a limit. Except limits in obedience, there is no limits. You can go as much as you can in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet and those who are on authority. And as much as you go with obedience, as much as you are being rewarded and accepted and wanted, and generously you will be donated from Allah's endless mercy oceans, of His ocean of love and beauty, and the ocean of respect and dignity, and the oceans of power, and oceans of spirituality, intellectuality, understanding, learning. All this will be given through obedience. Oceans of humbleness, oceans of giving the best of you, what you can. So all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them to those who are obedient to Him in all their lives, in every step they move. Those who are steadfasting on their footsteps, going after obedience, not one step forward and one step backward. One day, summa amanu, they are believers. One day, summa kafaru, are unbelievers. ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا
ثم ازدادوا كفرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم.
O believers, whom you believed, believe in Allah and His Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you believe what you have been told and you believe, then confirm your belief with Allah and His Prophet, means with Allah's obedience and obedience to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers. Allah is calling you believers because you made shahada, you accepted Islam, You are accepting, you accepted the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you accepted and you believed. But that belief is not completed, because Allah doesn't want you to be one day believer, one day unbeliever. He wants you to be always a believer. And to be always a believer is He wants you to act on it, not by tongue only. Not only by tongue, Allah said, O ye who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Already we are believers. Why we have to, means you are imitator. You are only by mouth, not by heart. Believe by heart means, O ye who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger. He's repeating, confirming it. Don't only say it by tongue. And the scripture which He has sent to His Messenger. And the scripture which He has sent to those before Him. Any who denies Allah and His angels, His books, His Messenger and the Day of Judgment has gone far, far astray. Means he said, any who denies Allah, His angel and His books and His Messenger, at the Day of Judgment. You cannot deny what Islam has showed you. You cannot play with ways you want to play in interpreting or explaining verses of Holy Quran or Prophet's Hadith. We have to comply with what Allah said, what His Prophet said. What He said in His books, and He said at the end, and the Day of Judgment means you are going to be judged of what you have said. You cannot play according to, like a windmill, how the wind comes, the windmill will turn. You cannot play according to what benefit or interest you, taking advantage of knowing how to speak and how to teach, and then trying to, I don't use the word, it's heavy, deceive or cheat, no, but don't try to trick people for your own benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it clearly. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu aminu. O believers, believe. Means, don't cheat on me. You cannot cheat me. I am your Lord. You calling yourself mu'min, believer, amanu? No, you're not yet. Believe in Allah and His Messenger. Me obey what Allah has sent and revealed to His Messenger, and believe and obey His Messenger, and obey those who are on authority. You cannot innovate something that it is not being has a precedent in Islam. Cannot be. Because he said at the end, there is a judgment there. Allah is going to judge you. Or else you are, because you are going far astray. Then what Allah said in verse, this is Surah An-Nisa, Surah 4, verse 136 and 137. And then He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَمْ يَقُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا. Those who believe means those who they at the verse that what before that, 136, he said, oh, you who believe in Allah and His Messenger. And in 137, it begins, those who believe, means those who, you said about yourself, you are a believer. Then reject the faith. Then you are rejecting the faith, you becoming unbeliever. How you are becoming unbeliever? Here it doesn't mean that sometimes you have to understand Islam, Quran, Arabic. Sometimes Allah uses words in Quran that has a different meaning. Here, those who believe then reject the faith means it can be the, those who believe that they are believer, but their belief is not strong, and reject the faith means they made something wrong. Not they become outside the realm of Islam, no. They reject the faith means they rejected something that is in the faith, means it's not accepted. So don't reject the faith by saying something which is not valid. If you are a scholar and you are trying, or a sheikh or a senior murid of a tariqa or whatever order, you cannot try to change according to your mizaj. Where is Ali?
Well.
Okay, uh-huh.
Well, desire.
According to your desires. Then he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. Those who believe then reject the faith. Then believe again, because they knew that they made a mistake. Then they repent and they say, okay, I'm sorry. Astaghfirullah, Ya Rabbi, I am another time believer. And again reject the faith. And again they do the same with someone else or with some same person, or cheat this one or that one, or something, say something for their own benefit, and go on increasing in unbelief. In unbelief here, it doesn't mean, as I said, to be out of the realm of Islam. In doing things that it is not accepted, but doesn't take you out of realm of Islam, as long as you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, you are a Muslim. Now you don't pray, you don't fast, you do adultery, you do this. This is sin. He said, and go on increasing in unbelief, Allah will not forgive them nor guide them on the way at that time. They are hypocrites. In verse 138, Allah said, to the hypocrites, give the good tidings that there is for them a grievous chastisement. They are hypocrites. Why they are hypocrites? Because they say, they act on different of what they say, or they say different on what they act. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Munafiqun about those, Surah 63, verse 1, He said, when the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, we bear witness that you are indeed the messenger of Allah. But your act is not saying that. Allah knows that you are indeed His messenger. Allah bear witness that the hypocrites are liars. Means when you disobey what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you to obey, means you are a hypocrite. Now, if you disobey without cheating people, you may listen, you went to a disco. You find someone there, you were dancing. Let's say, openly. This is a sin, but you did not cheat anyone. You repent. But hypocrisy is when you cheat. When you tell something that is not true, and you want it to look like it true, and deceive that person you are speaking to. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. They have made their oath a screen for their hypocrisy. So what they are saying, they are making it to look nice, to cover to veil their mistakes. And Allah said they have made their oath is a screen for their hypocrisy. Thus they hinder men from the path of Allah. Verily, evil is what they used to do. So we have to be very careful in what we are saying in order not to fall in the tricks and traps of shaitan, because shaitan is وَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't give an excuse to yourself. You are going, be careful from the traps of shaitan. Don't make yourself above everyone. You are not. You are a sinner also. Everyone other than Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is ma'soom, and his sahaba, whom they are protected. Everyone will make sin. Even a wali might do, his intention is good, to do something good for the benefit of everyone, but sometimes it doesn't work. So don't come and object on that wali. He is doing his best to make you happy, but sometimes it falls, his intention is to do something good, but it becomes, doesn't work. Like when they came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, do we plant this seed? He said, plant your trees. And when they planted, all the trees died. You cannot say that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a mistake. Astaghfirullah. You are coming to him for your akhirah, not for your dunya. Awliya Allah are coming for akhirah. Awliya Allah never cheats. If something goes wrong, it's not from them, it's from us. They have made their oath a screen for their hypocrisy. All of us, I'm not saying we are safe also, all of us, we do mistakes and we cover it through our oath. We have to come out of that. Some people, they do it on a lower scale. Some people do it on very high level that make you to be disgusted with what happened. Cannot accept it. Thus they hinder man from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, evil is what they used to do. ذلك لأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا. As in Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Munafiqun 63, Surah Al-Nisa 4, goes back from 63 to 4. As he said in Surah Al-Nisa, as we said before, 137, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. They believe, they believe and disbelieve. And now in Surah Al-Munafiqun, he described them as hypocrites. Here, he said, although they are believers, but they are hypocrites. He said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. Because that is because they believed and then disbelieved. Therefore, their hearts are sealed. Because they never stop. Okay, you want to, you believe, okay. You then obey Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his awliya. Follow the footsteps. You made a sin, okay, you repent. But say, I made a sin. Don't cover it and then do the same sin another time and third sin another time and more another time and more another time. So what Allah said, that is because they believed and then disbelieved. They are keeping doing that. So what Allah described them, therefore their hearts are sealed, so they understand not. Their heart become dark. They are not able to come out of it. We have to be careful. We are like that. Our ego is like that. All of us, including me, including you, including everyone, we are not out of it. I'm not going to say I'm better. Everyone is that. Except our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is ma'asum. No way. Sins of messenger. Except Sahaba, they are protected. No one can reach their rank. Allah gave them specialty. They are the companion of Prophet. Awliyaullah, like our Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil al-Haqqani. Allah, may Allah give him blood. Ameen. He's protected.
Ameen.
Other than that, they are according to their levels. Let us not fall in this mistake. Because their description is what makes you to be mistaken when they speak with you or they talk to you and you look at them, you feel there is some kind of an attraction. In any way that attraction can be an attraction, that they use some kind of a spell or some kind of recitation or some kind of black magic. So what Allah is saying, verse 4 in Surah 63, Munafiqun. And when you look at them, their bodies please you. Look at them, oh, be careful. He's top of the line. And when they speak, you listen to their words. And when they say something, it is for you as if he is telling you Quran, or Bible, or Torah, or Psalms, as if a revelation. Allah is saying, it's describing them in Holy Quran. Be careful. Is Allah saying for everyone, that applies to all, in general. And when you look at them, their bodies please you. They become attracted, oh, has big secret behind him. What big secret? He's falling into the seven levels of hellfire when he is doing something or she is doing something against not obeying Prophet, disobeying Prophet, and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are smoking, drugs, drinking, womanizing, doing everything, and you look at them, they come to you speaking as if they are innocent, telling you things. What tell you? Allah is describing, be careful, open your eyes. And when you look at them, their bodies please you. And he didn't stop, he said, not only that, and when they speak, you listen to their words. Because you are like magic, you've been the magnets, they pull you. You begin to listen to, and means you're accepting their words. When Allah said, and when they speak, you listen to their words. Listen means accepting. And you cannot come out of that, environment or that case that they put you in. So you are now struggling within yourself. How am I going to let myself out? Oh, if I go out, I will be punished. Oh, if I go out, I lose that one, that relationship, or that relationship, or that person who is near to me, or that person. Run out of it! Don't stand there! It's becoming fire. This is what Maulana is expressing to us. Run away! You don't need it. It's becoming dangerous. They are as blocks of wood propped up. كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدٌ. They are as blocks of wood propped up. They become wood brought together, one behind the other, wood. They are hypocrites. They They think that every cry is against them. When you try to correct them, and you try to say that they did something wrong with you, or you complained about them, and that you, the one that you complained to, he went or she went and correct them, they come against, they think that you are against them. You are not against them, you are trying to fix a problem. So what Allah said, they think that every cry is against them. Of course, when you bring them to that low level of falling down, like Iblis brought Adam alayhi salam from heaven to earth, he's the enemy. So we must not be like Iblis, to carry the characters of Iblis, bringing people for down for our own desires. So when you try to come and correct them, they get upset. Why you are telling them these things? Why exposing in front of others what they have done? So what they say, they think that every cry is against them. It's not against them, you are correcting. Through one you are correcting everyone. Because everyone now begins to open his eyes and say, oh, where I am going? Where I am going to end up? They are the enemies. So beware of them. هم العدو فاحذرهم. They are the enemies. Be careful, because why they are the enemies? Because they did not obey Allah and His Prophet. They did a mistake and they kept doing it time by time. If they repented, it's okay. Ya Rabbi, I repented, what I can do? I'm weak. We are weak. We repent. Don't keep trying to do the same with the same mistake, the same mistake, the same mistake, over and over. قاتلهم الله أن يؤفكون. May Allah curse them. How are they denying or deviating from the right path? So the limits is very important for us to know our limits. If we don't know the limits, we are going to lose and make everyone around us to lose. That's why those who have been authorized had to be very careful in their positions. People are authorized in dunya politics, let's say, they have to be very careful of what they are doing, because one time they be exposed, then they go from their position, they throw them out, because they made illegal actions in their position, through their position. So in every path or every religion, and every religion in its ways and paths and schools of thought, don't try to find points here or point there in the way that you describe it, as if you are a big mufti. Make what mufti in English? Huh? A mufti who makes verdicts, who deduce verdicts and analyze things. But Mufti makes it for the benefit of everyone. He doesn't make it out of of obedience. He follows the Sharia, cannot go beyond Sharia. We are, alhamdulillah, with grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to be under a master of masters, saint of saints, our grand Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faiz Al-Darsani, and our Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Al-Haqqani, that they are guiding us toward the right way, the right path. I never saw Grand Sheikh in my life, which I was spent with him. And I'm saying it openly. I don't mind. I never saw him mixing man and woman. Never. He used to send the woman to Maulana Sheikh Nazim's wife to teach them and make zikr there. And he used to do zikr in his zawi, in his house. On private basis, yes, he speaks with women and men. They come, they are family, they are brothers or sisters or husbands or wife or daughters. They come to his room and they say his their problem. And because this is first school of thought, never woman goes to even mosques. In Jum'ah, go to all Muslim countries. You don't see that. But today, out of necessity and out of lacking of places to teach the two gender, male and female, and lack of places and lack of scholars, they are bringing both of them together, which is okay, as brothers and sisters, but must not go beyond that. Have to be very careful. ما خلا رجل بامرأة إلا وكان الشيطان ثالثه. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that ما خلا رجل بامرأة ما خلا رجل بامرأة إلا وكان الشيطان ثالثه. If a female and a male are sit together to speak, shaitan is the third. I'm not saying this today here this suhba for new people, but I'm saying this in general in order to say that, to build an issue that we must be very careful, because all of us, we are weak and we are helpless. We are sinners. And we are always, shaitan is behind us. And we speak only spirituality and obedience, but we don't speak about disobedience. All suhbah is hiding, and we never speak on disobedience. We have to speak on these issues, disobedience and mistakes and sins, in order to avoid them. Is that? In all lectures here and there, what we speak usually? Huh? Spirituality. How to love everyone, how to be happy with everyone. Okay, we memorize that. We want to see what is, we did not memorize that yet. To say what is wrong. What is wrong is what hurts. What we are doing mistakes is what hurts us and make us to run away. Hey, better run away. Let us run away. Who doesn't like? Let him run away, or let that person run away. At least we try to save ourselves. You don't want a problem within yourself. You want shaitan to run away from you. That's what is the meaning, to let that shaitan inside ourselves to run away, to remind ourselves of our disobedience. What will happen to us when we disobey? When we disobey, Allah is going, as He said in Holy Quran, Allah is going to judge us in Judgment Day, in Surah An-Nisa. He's going to ask us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. In another surah, who makes an atom of good, he will see good. He will do an atom of bad, he will see bad. With Allah's mercy, that's something else. We are not discussing it today. Allah might send everyone to paradise. It's Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are trying to make sure that we don't want to be feeling ashamed in that position in the judgment day, or shy from Allah's mercy that He is going to send on us, and we disobeyed Him in life. Let us try to see what we are, what are the mistakes or the disobedience. There are a lot of them. And what we are discussing today is what we try to invent or try to fabricate excuses to fulfill our pleasurely desires. Never mind, never mind this, never mind that, never mind, then you fall down. Do you want me to speak openly, or it's enough? I don't need to expose us ourselves. You want me to expose? No, no need. So, that's what we have to learn. And make sure that we have to have in front of Allah, in front of us, our holy book, always witnessing on us, is going to witness in judgment day. Prophet is going to witness, Allah is going to judge. We must try to repent. We know we are sinners. We say, Ya Rabbi, forgive us. We have made a lot of sin. And let us correct ourselves. Since you are young, Alhamdulillah, you have more chances than me. You are young, you can repent and for many, many years to come. Those who are my age, oh, what to repent? What is left? Still we have to repent. Everyone made mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. But don't put your feet into this fire and say, oh, never mind, I will see what will happen next. Oh, okay, it's the intention was not so bad. Intention was good. And no, run! Then shaitan will run away. So that's why Prophet ﷺ said, من عرف نفسه وقف عنده. Who knows himself? من عرف نفسه عرف ربه. Who knows himself knows his Lord. And he says, من عرف حد وقف عنده. Who knows his limits, stand by his limits. So when you stand by your limits, yourself knows you where it's standing, then it knows your Lord. That is the way. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first you know yourself. To you know yourself, know your limits. So put boundaries. Say, okay, this is one boundary, this second boundary, this third one. I cannot lie. I cannot cheat. I cannot deceive. I cannot hate. I cannot get angry. I cannot make adultery. I cannot take under table money. I cannot do this. I cannot do blackmailing. I cannot. So you, Allah gave you mind. And through your mind, you can find many of these categories to stop them. Then you improve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the best for you and for your children and for your family, for your husband, for your wife, for your brothers, for your father, for your mother, for your sisters, for your grandchildren. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-Fatiha. Before I finish, I will add, I hate anyone to say, I'm speaking on behalf of Sheikh Nazim. And if he speaks on behalf of Maulana Sheikh Nazim for the benefit of the community and the benefit of the people, it's okay, alhamdulillah. That's no hate. That I love, we love, and they love us, and we love them. But anyone speaks and say, I'm telling you on behalf of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, this and that, for their own benefit, desires, and pleasure, this is completely against tariqah of Mawlana Sheikh. We are not a cult. Cult is, we are away from cultish, to be cultish. We are following Sharia strictly on ourselves. On newcomers, no, we are very open. On ourselves, we have to tell ourselves every day, morning and evening, we are following Sharia, we are following Sharia. Remind yourself. I don't want to break it, I don't want to break it. Now if you break it, say, Ya Rabbi, Astaghfirullah. But don't cheat on the name of Mawlana Sheikh. You want to cheat, cheat on your name. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحَرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ